Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
The show is a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. And you're part of the conversation so that you can actually, you know, get information you need. Speak to people with the truth that you have, the truth, that you, well, what you know to be truth, which you've proved to be the truth. Don't just be out there doing what everybody else does. No, in all sincerity, don't do that. Fannie Willis, you saw it today. You saw it with your own eyes if you took the time. She was raising eyebrows, you know, with a wink on the stand. So who'd she wink at? The judge? The prosecutor? Who'd she wink at? Really got them curious as to what was going on. She called her former lover, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, a southern gentleman when she took the stand. As Willis took the stand, she appeared to wink at the audience. She smirked at the lawyers and spectators in the room. Willis, who notably adversed to defense attorney Ashlyn Merchant, said that she had some choice words about some of the things that the merchant and her client, Michael Roman, said in their motion. She called it dishonest. Roman alleged in court filings last month that Willis should be disqualified from the case, claiming that she financially benefited from hiring Wade because of their personal relationship. Now, nothing to see here. They were dating. She hired him. She gave $250 an hour, the highest paid lawyer in the staff there. Right? And, you see, he left his wife, I don't know, within a week. Is what I'm understanding? Seriously. And then they had to go on cruises, they had to go on trips, one to California, one to, you know, they had to go to Napa so they have a nice quiet place to sit and discuss the case. Isn't that great? It's hilarious. Judge Scott McAfee, presiding over the proceeding, told lawyers to stop talking over each other, cautioned Willis, saying, hey, we have to listen to the questions as asked. If this happens again and again, I'm going to have no choice but to strike your testimony. Ooh. Willis took to the stand following several witnesses, including Wade and Willis. Right? Robin Yerdy, who was a friend of both, testified that she had no doubt Willis and Wade had a romantic relationship that started in 2019. Directly contradicting Willis. Did Willis lie? Did the witness lie? Is everybody on drugs? That's the question of the hour. You know? I mean, seriously. They don't seem to care. It doesn't seem to bother them at all to lie like that. Not a big deal. At least to them, it isn't. All right, more bad news for you from the Biden team. Yeah, well, I got no other way to put it. Tax refunds are much smaller so far this year. 29 most tax refunds are averaging about 30% smaller this year. Now, those are IRS numbers, not Joe's. Now, the average refund check so far this year is worth about $1,300 as of February 2nd. That's about 30% lower compared to the 1,900 or almost 2,000 average recorded last year. And that's based on almost 3 million tax refunds collected so far. Now, the IRS has cautioned taxpayers the average refund amount will likely change in the coming months as more returns are processed. Americans who expect to receive the earned income tax credit, tax break for low to moderate income workers, or the child tax credit, cannot legally receive their refund before the mid-February, which could also be distorting the... Now, here's the deal with that, too. You guys realize that the... Was it the earned income credit? You heard about this? Basically, you could end up not only not paying taxes, but getting money back from the government just for breathing, basically. Think about that. Now, the decreased refund size can be concerning, right? People depend on the influx of money from Uncle Sam every year to make purchases and fix things, right? Taxpayers typically receive a refund if they have too much money withheld or overpaid their taxes. Oh, my God, overpaid their taxes, yeah. And for many families, that money is big money. Nearly three-quarters of the filers receive a tax refund in 2023. Maybe it went too fast. Nearly three-quarters, right, received a tax refund in 2023. The average refund was about $3,000. And it was down 3% from the year before. Now, I don't know. To me, don't rely on that. I always tell people that I know, if you need to overdo your dependent, you know, figure out a way for the government to take less out of your weekly. You could do more with that weekly money than they can. For anyone whose income did not outpace inflation, they should do a little better. That's the Chief Tax Information Officer at Jackson Hewitt. It's not voodoo. Just pay attention to what you're doing. Really. Now, the IRS annually adjusts federal income tax brackets and standard deductions, especially when you have painfully high inflation. Maybe that's why they did it, huh? Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Joe Mazzini Show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution by getting informed first, obviously. And once you get the information you need, or should have, step out on it. Make sure it's true and step out on it. You know what I said there? Make sure it's true, then step out on it. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I was talking about the lower the less IRS refunds, your tax refunds you're going to get this year. And the average is about 30% less. See, really, seriously, you keep voting for these people. You keep bringing them in. You're hurting at the gas pumps. You're hurting in the supermarkets. Now you're hurting to get your money back at the end of the year. And so it begins. You knew. We were all betting on this. I didn't think it would happen this fast, but we were betting on it anyway. Special Counsel David Weiss has charged FBI informant with giving false information after he alleged that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were paid millions in exchange for their help firing the Ukrainian prosecutor. Right? He was investigating the Ukraine energy firm. Now, Alex Smirnoff, 43, is charged with making a false statement and creating a false and fictitious record during the FBI interviews. Right. Prosecutors say Smirnoff was arrested at the Harry Reid International Airport, Las Vegas, after a federal grand jury returned an indictment. Yeah, don't you find this funny? Really, seriously. Hunter Biden lies, yeah, no problem. I mean, just amazing, right? I mean, we've seen them all do it. Admit to lying. Look at Hillary Clinton with the email server. Nothing. Smirnoff appeared in court in Las Vegas, where he did not enter a plea per reporting from the Associated Press. The judge ordered the courtroom cleared after federal public defender Margaret Whitman Lambros requested a closed hearing for the argument. Now, according to the indictment, Smirnoff gave false derogatory information to the FBI despite repeated admonishments that he must provide truthful information. Is it not truthful because it didn't follow their narrative? I mean, I'm just questioning. I got to ask. The indictment says that Smirnoff told an FBI agent in March of 2017 that he had a phone call with Boris Mazona concerning the firm's potential acquiring a U.S. company. And they were going to make an initial public offering. In reporting this conversation to the FBI, Smirnoff said that Hunter Biden was a board member of Burisma though this was already publicly known. In June 2020, Smirnoff is accused of having told the FBI for the first time about two meetings he had about 4 to 5 years prior, in which executives associated with Burisma supposedly admitted that they hired Hunter to protect us, right, through his dad. During the meeting, the indictment alleged that Smirnoff said that the executives paid $5 million to each of the Bidens while Joe Biden was still in office. Now, the indictment also alleges that Smirnoff falsely claimed the Bidens were paid so that Hunter Biden, with his dad's help, could take care of the criminal investigation. And we do know he did take care of the criminal investigation now, don't we? The indictment alleged that this information by Smirnoff in June 2020 was a fabrication. Prosecutors say Smirnoff did have contact with Burisma executives, but when Joe Biden was out of the public office and had no ability to influence U.S. policy, right? Because once they get out of office, they got nothing, right? The indictment alleges that Smirnoff transformed his routine and unextraordinary business contacts with Burisma in 2017. Later, with bribery allegations against Joe Biden. I mean, think about it. This goes on and on and on. Right now, they're going after him after all this time, all of a sudden, really? We've had more and more people come forward, not just this guy. And maybe they're going after this guy so that the other ones get afraid and won't do anything. I don't know. No proof one way or the other. But you've had several whistleblowers, witnesses, whatever, come forward. Even information from the banks, you know, Joe Biden's banks, bank accounts, or what have you. So don't sit there and tell me nothing. Nothing took place. Nothing happened. That wouldn't be true. That wouldn't be honest. The public has a right to see this. They have a right to see the data. They have a right to see the information. They have a right to know how the money flowed, who it flowed, how it flowed. I know I'm trying it in English. Who it flowed to. Think that's too much to ask? Anybody think that's too much to ask? Anyway. Well, speaking of the FBI, as they do frequently, if you bought a gun or a Bible,
they may have tagged you as a terrorist, especially if you brought them in the same year. Victoria Sparks, she's a representative, says the FBI data harvesting of anyone who brought a gun or a Bible in is similar to what government agents did in the old Soviet Union. See, I love this. She really nails it when she talks about how they were gathering data on MAGA people, church people, conservatives, people with conservative nonprofits. You sit there and say, why would you do that? Why would you need to do that? Because if you're going to say that because they're violent, they're MAGA people, they're white supremacists, prove it. No, really. We could point to more of the Antifa groups like that. What did they do? What color were they? Did you see them? Did you see them causing all the trouble? Matter of fact, did you see them using the same tactics that were being used on January 6th? I don't know if anybody caught that. So Fort Hays State University has turned Ash Wednesday into a gay pride celebration. They did. Ash Wednesday was meant to be a day of fasting and prayer. Marks the first day of Lent. Catholics and Protestants typically wear a marking of the cross in ash on their foreheads. It's actually a symbol of their mortality, if you ever wondered why they did that. But at Fort Hays, students are being invited to mix the ash with glitter. Taxpayer-funded school in Kansas is painting faces of students with biodegradable purple glitter mixed with traditional ashes. The event was sponsored by the United Methodist Church and their campus ministry. That makes sense, right? Let's take a tradition. Let's take something that's sacred. Let's turn it into a happy day. It's just amazing. The group that sponsored the event defended the desecration. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News update. Sex and money taking center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fani Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. He also acknowledged a sexual relationship with Willis. Climate activists dumped red powder on the cases holding the U.S. Constitution displayed in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The two men posted a video on X standing in front of their mess saying, "We all deserve clean air, water, food, and a livable climate." The FDA has issued a recall for close to 60 products found to contain tainted dairy. A widespread listeria outbreak has been traced back to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream produced by Rizzo Lopez Foods and distributed under various brand names. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on, say it with me, 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what happens when you get involved, you get engaged, you get informed. Many of you shake your head going, "No, I can't be right, can't be true, can't be real." And I'm loving it now because I'm getting emails from somebody going, "Oh my God, when you first started this thing, I didn't believe you. I didn't believe this stuff was true." No, no, you didn't believe this stuff could be true. There's no way people would let this kind of thing happen, right? They are. Really that simple, they are. Anyway, you know, get at it again where people are making fun of, you know, Catholics. Some Protestants on Ash Wednesday, they have the ash and the sign of the cross on their forehead. It's just amazing. It leaves them alone. It's what they've chosen to do. But somebody's always got to make a game out of it. Always got to steal it and make something different. Right? I guess there was some a couple denominations that grabbed it, mixed a little glitter in there, which is not what it's supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be a look at, look how pretty it is. It's just a reminder of what you are, what you will go back to. Right? Anyway. The school now says that the glitter is an inextricable element of queer history. And mixed with ash, it's a queer sign of Christian belief. We're not called to break ourselves out. We're not called to separate ourselves. We're called to be one body of Christ. There's a tradition of occlusion, and we don't want to feel or reflect what Jesus was about. Right? You, us for you, advisor, said Jesus was about love and inclusion, and we want to open up that tradition to everyone. Ash Wednesday is meaningful, inflective day. Well, actually, Jesus was not about inclusion. He opened the door, but he said there's only one way to heaven. There's only one way for this. There's only one. There aren't multiple gods. And you know what? You know, he gave the adulteress a chance not to sin anymore. If he was being inclusive, he would say, "Hey, whatever makes you feel good."
I got your back. Right? Love sometimes is saying no. Love is sometimes telling your kids they can't have what they ask for. Or what they want, for that matter. Love is not always saying yes. Always making sure somebody feels good. Sometimes they're going to feel bad about their decisions. And it's too bad. It's a bad decision you made. Of course you're going to feel bad about it. The inclusion of the university brand mark in the header is not intended to serve as an affirmed or implied endorsement by the university for the student organization and for this event as a whole. In the interest of ensuring that the First Amendment right of every individual is respected, the university remains viewpoint neutral on this and other organization-led events. We'll see how much this actually hurts them. Right? We'll see what happens. To my Catholic friends, we'll see if you're actually paying attention, if you actually care about what your Lord and Savior said to do and not to do. Right? How to respond. Oh, another move to make you and I crazy. Look, private school in Rhode Island advised parents not to send your children to school with any Valentine's Day cards, especially ones that, ready for this? Ready? Come on, you're not going to believe it. Especially ones that portrayed white people or promoted heterosexual relationships. Yep. In other words, it's okay for a first grade boy to ask a non-binary genderqueer black kid to be their Valentine. Just stay clear of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, biological girl. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's a bad thing to do. You know what? Yeah. It went on to say, please coach your child in purchasing commercial products, cards to select something that does not feel gender normative. In other words, it can't be normal. They called it that. You know, put your stones down. Right? There's separate boy cards versus girl, and there are versus girl cards. Read, you got to read a note sent to parents at the Moses Brown Lower School in Pennsylvania. They basically told the parents that, look, this has to be all-inclusive, gender-neutral, and open to all. Local telephone station obtained an email sent to parents from the school, right, the head of the lower school. Also consider taking your child, talk to your child about avoiding cards that portray only white human characters. This is documents, cards, emails going home to parents. Representation matters, and our students of color also deserve to see themselves in some of the cards. Not all. So if you avoid all the white kids, what do you got left? Right? I mean, our kids deserve to see themselves in some of the cards. Sure, I agree. I can't imagine in most cases, not all, that a black family is going to go out of the way to pick a white card or white Valentine's Day card. So maybe a lot of cards. Maybe it's hard to find a black one. I don't know. We're not big celebrators of the Hallmark Day. You know? Anyway, I think it's the right thing to do. One former student told a television station, I've experienced doing the cards and it's a lot of fun, so I think that not getting rid of it is the right way to go. One student said, I think it makes sense to make things overall inclusive for everyone because it would stink for kids who don't feel included. You're always going to have kids, people, persons that don't feel included in something. You know, there are things you go to that you never thought you'd go to or you never thought you'd be welcome at. You'd be surprised when you show up. You know, they keep talking about this inclusive stuff and feeling better and not feeling better, feeling part of, not feeling part of. You break the barrier by pushing against it. You break the barrier by showing them that they're wrong. What you're really like. What your color is really like. What your ethnicity is really like. You don't break the barrier by walking away and going, yep, you're right. Because that's basically all you do in those situations, right? You're right, we've got to take the candy away. You're right, we've got to take the cards away. Wrong color. I'm just having fun with some of these crazy stories. Fannie Willis, her testimony goes off the rails. She started talking about piles of cash. A taste for Grey Goose vodka. you know, Daddy's Advice on Men. This is an evidentiary hearing about the alleged misconduct by Soros-backed Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. It was underway on Thursday as the judge weighs whether Willis should be disqualified from the Trump RICO case. Now, Fannie Willis took to the witness stand on Thursday. She was hostile, arrogant, and extremely defiant. Now, according to the motion filed by Trump's co-defendant, Michael Roman, Fannie Willis financially benefited from a romantic race relationship she had with top Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade. Now, Trump's RICO co-defendant, Michael Roman, filed an explosive supplemental reply to Fulton County District, or District Attorney Fannie Willis, accused her of lying to the court about her affair. And you know what? God. I heard her beau testify that he was in a relationship with her. So somebody's lying. Think about that one. Really, seriously. Willis paramour Nathan Wade took the stand and testified on oath that he paid for all the vacations that he took with Fannie Willis with his business card. Now, Fannie Willis reimbursed him in cash, which is illegal. She's an elected official. At one point, Wade was forced to admit that he may have provided a false answer to an interrogator about entertaining Fannie Willis while he was still married to his wife. Well, how cold can you be? Right? You get all this money coming in, then you just leave her. The hearing went off the rails with Fannie Willis. She just wouldn't shut up. She kept going on and on about her taste for Grey Goose vodka, her habit of stashing piles of cash in her home. You know, she took her daddy's advice on men. She said, I don't really like wine, to be honest. I like Grey Goose. She said, this is when they asked her about Nathan Wade's wine tasting trip to Napa. Yes or no, lady? It's just a yes or no. Did you go, didn't you? When you meet my father, he's going to tell you as a woman you should always have, which I don't have. So don't tell him that you should at least have 6 months of cash in the bank at all times. Will said that she told the court why she stashes piles of cash in her home. I don't know why this old black man feels like that, but he does. What did that have to do with her case? Joe Bacino, your host. Be back in a little bit.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You can be part of the solution. You get in the know, as we used to say, right? Talking about Fannie Willis and what a mess has turned out to be pretty fast. I think Trump is going to make double time of the other ones as well. The stuff that's being charged in most cases has never been charged before, at least not this way. And there's a whole bunch. They don't realize this is so many other cases that can be tried in this fashion. They just chose not to go there right now. So we'll see what happens. But Fannie Willis, I think she's in trouble. I think it's going to get away. And I believe they're going to ultimately drop the case. They're going to have to start all over from scratch if that's what they want to do. Right? And now the Bar Association is, out of Georgia has chimed in. They're telling witnesses don't answer any questions. Shh, keep your mouth shut. I don't know how they get away with that. I don't know how they're not getting in trouble for it. Georgia Bar Association, in a memo recently sent out, is now interfering in the Fannie Willis Nathan case. Right? It's advising witnesses not to answer questions pertaining to the alleged improper relationship between Fulton County District Attorney and the Willis legal team. And apparently they just don't have everything set up right now. Now, the advice comes on an ongoing scandal that threatens to derail a significant election interference case. Look at everything that's coming up against Trump. Everything. Right? They're looking, it hit him as many ways as he can, keep him in court 5 days a week. So he can't be out there, on the campaign trail. Heck, I do a hologram. He's got the money for it. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee said McAfee is set to review the evidence. He's going to go through it and decide where the case goes, how it goes, and whether it stands or not. I think if he believes he can win, because you can always appeal, I'd go for that. Wipe it out. You can't be tried for it again. Now, earlier this month, Willis and Wade were subpoenaed for an evidentiary hearing. Now, this is a big deal. I mean, seriously, and how it's being handled, how it's being laid out, what they're trying to get away with, it's a big deal, whether you want to hear it or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, part of this. Everybody needs to be part of the solution. Everybody needs to grab a piece of this and run with it. Make sure they have the information they need, right? I mean, when she showed up court, she looked like she owned the place. I don't mean dressed in a 90s either. I mean, she just looked, the body language, the comments, the way she had her hands, everything. You know, I keep telling you how this administration doesn't care about Americans. They don't want to stick up for us. You ready for this? And this happened in California. That's why I'm not surprised. The Biden administration is suing the state of Tennessee over a law punishing prostitutes for knowingly spreading HIV. Right? Now, they're using the American with Disabilities Act law to go after them for this. Now, I will say one thing. If you know you got a disease, a life-threatening disease that could hurt somebody, and you don't tell them, yeah, it's on you. It's all your fault. You know, you have to let people know these things are going on, that they could potentially get sick from this. Now, the Biden Department of Justice, they filed a lawsuit against the state of Tennessee. Right? There's a law penalizing prostitutes for spreading human immunodeficiency virus, which is HIV. It claims it's a prohibited form of discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The Tennessee law, which was passed in 1991, characterizes intentionally spreading HIV, or I would say any disease. Any disease that can be terminal as aggravated prostitution. Specifically, this occurs, hopefully I won't get graphic, when a person engages in sexual activity as a business or is an inmate in the house of prostitution or loiters in public places. They call out what they believe a prostitute is. When they're hired to be sexually active, I mean, would you have to have a receipt, a note? How do you know? A person convicted of aggravated prostitution faces up to 15 years in prison and a fine up to $10,000. I mean, I get what they're trying to do. I don't believe it violates what they say, your First Amendment rights or something along those lines. I don't believe that at all. Now, Rebecca Bond is the chief of the Department of Justice Disability Rights Section. She told the Tennessee officials that since 1991 there had been significant progress in the understanding and treating of AIDS. She said, this now makes the law outdated. Then change the law. Don't break it. Don't push back against it. Don't tell them they don't have a right to use it anymore. Make them change the law. Call the law unconstitutional. Show where it flies in the face of federal law. Just amazing. Beliefs and assumptions that individuals with HIV will spread it or that having HIV is a death sentence are now outdated and unfounded. However, the state legislature is considering at least partially caving to that regime's demands. There's a bill currently under consideration that would remove the requirement for prostitutes to register as sex offenders if they knowingly have sex while having HIV. Well, I don't know what you guys feel about that, but here's how I feel. If you've got a disease, a condition, anything that you could pass on to somebody else that would make their life uncomfortable, maybe even life-threatening, you're responsible for that. And the way you cut it, you're responsible for it. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of this. Iran is spreading its wings. Yeah, no, it is. Iran's top Navy commander announced that Iran now owns Antarctica. And they're going to build a military base on it. That'll work out well. In a broadcast last fall, Iranian Navy Commander Rear Admiral Shahram Iran stated, "We have property rights in the South Pole. We have a plan to raise our flag there and carry out military and scientific work." Right. Iran's declaration of ownership of Antarctica came around the same time that Biden admin decided to unfreeze $6 billion in Iranian funds. No, that can't be. He's smarter than that when it comes to not. It's unclear if the Iran statement was just a blanket threat, considering their actions of claiming ownership of Antarctica. It violates the Antarctica Treaty. That came into force way back in 1960-61. Just amazing. Now, the Antarctica Treaty states there could be no military bases or structures of any kind, no military maneuvers, no weapons testing. Military personnel can be used or stationed in Antarctica for science or other peaceful reasons. Right? They don't believe the military peaceful, I don't have to tell you. Iran's Navy commander announced in a televised broadcast last fall that the regime owns it. Whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. Well, you all know where they're going with it. What they want to do, what they think they can do, what they think they want to try to do. But you can put a nuclear base there, reach most of the world without any major issues. Because that's how they work. They work on nothing but fear and intimidation, right? And sometimes, even that's not enough for them to be beat. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, there is so much news out there that needs to be gotten to. How's that? Some reporters just won't cover it. Too dull, too boring, too whatever, but it affects you on an everyday basis. You know, you need to get the information you need to get the information you need. You need to get the information on issues that are close to you, that you think are important, that you want to make sure other people know about. If you hold it all inside, it's for nothing, right? It's all for naught, as they say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. See if I can get through this one. 30,000 plus IRS agents target 11.5 million small business owners, right? This has to do with you guys who took the PPP and the secondary one, right? And I can't remember the name, but I will in a second. I always do. So if you took the PPP properly and you have the paperwork to back it up, you're cool, you're fine, you're okay. No fine, no foul, no extra taxes. But there are other programs that people get involved with. Businesses, to keep their businesses open. With the IRS for supplementing money, and they didn't tell the whole truth. They were told to fix it, and they just didn't do it. So now the IRS is deploying over 30,000 agents. It's a real big deal. It's a real big escalation in employment. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, after the top of the hour. Brad Dacus will join us. Tonight's Dr. B. Sorry. Dr. B joins us today, I hope, in a few minutes. We'll be right back.